Beyond the possibility of a California-wide special election in June to address budget matters, we are also roughly a year away from the state's 2012 primary balloting. That, observes Sonoma State University political science professor David McEwen, will play out in a decidedly different political environment, one that starts with the redrawn district boundaries for congressional seats and all state legislators.
In addition, you'll have the FEC Citizens United rules on federal spending kicking in. You'll have more independent spending going on, even down ballot. It will be a presidential election year, so there's a lot of attention. It will be very expensive, and voters will be clearly attuned to having a role not only in the primary setting, and maybe even voting strategically in terms of this top two system, but also they'll feel a bit more involved in the process because they'll feel that the lines were not drawn by politicians, but more by their peers.
McEwen predicts we will also see ballots full of initiatives next year, as has become typical in presidential election cycles.
This will lead also to a high level of ballot measure activity against public pensions, against indebtedness at the local government, on immigration, on water, marijuana. There will be a whole host of ballot measure fights as a result of all this attention.
What's harder to forecast is exactly when the California primary will be held. It won't be in June and could be as early as February.
California's primary is currently set for early February and like a Super Tuesday predicament, but the first primary will kick off in New Hampshire about the middle of January of next year, and then we'll have, of course, the Iowa caucuses, and then we will roll into a series of elections, perhaps like a Super Tuesday event, which California will probably be moving its primary together with a whole host of other states, probably into the middle of February, later February, and maybe even into the middle of March.
Already, a number of candidates have declared their interest in various races, including the 6th congressional seat now held by Lynn Woolsey, who is thought to be leaning toward retirement. McEwen says that contest will look quite different if she chooses to seek one more term.
We still don't know if Congresswoman Woolsey is in or out. She set a June deadline to make that announcement. She has indicated in the past that she would be leaving Congress after about 20 years or in the 2012 timeframe, but I have a sneaking suspicion she may not want to do that. Given the top two primary system, that could serve to move forward candidates like Joe Nation, who ran against her in the past, and she might not want to reward that kind of behavior.
The Congresswoman is expected to declare her intentions before the State Redistricting Commission completes its work next fall, which could give that 6th district a very different configuration. Either way, Woolsey's decision will have a notable domino effect in shaping who chooses to run, or not, in several other races in our region.
For example, if Congresswoman Woolsey does not run, what happens down ballot with the assembly races, how that affects what happens in Senate races, how that affects locally what's happening, and that's really how that's going to spin out, combined with all the ballot measure activity that's going on, combined with the top two primary system. It's going to be a very exciting election and a lot of fun to watch.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.